synagoga i Tarnów żydowski.
Jewish Tarnów. We are standing in front of Bima, a very special place in Tarnów. There used to be a synagogue here. Today there are only ruins remaining from the revenges of fire. Let us first look around. This part of old city of Tarnów has a unique atmosphere. It was Plac Rybny on the left side behind us and Żydowska Street on the right, where time has stopped, for both Polish Tarnów citizens and Jewish Tarnów citizens alike. This common history, having lasted for five centuries, was brutally discontinued by the war. These five centuries of common history were not always easy. It was a time of coexistence by two separate cultures, the time of concessions, but also intolerance, often for mundane reasons. Jews were perfect traders, and such a competition was inconvenient for people of the town, who tried, infrequently in fair play, competing with them by imposing more severe decrees, directives, taxes on Jews, and more lenient on local inhabitants. Business often separated the citizens, but it also linked them at times. The Jewish society possessed ability, business acumen, and money. The latter often lent, with a good interest rate, of course, by the local respectable citizens. Let us take ourselves a few centuries back. What did the beginning of a dual culture coexistence look like? Adam Bartosz, the director of District Museum in Tarnów, the author of outstanding publication titled Tarnów Jews, will tell us more. The first Jew was registered in Tarnów in the 15th century, and from the 16th century, Jews started to reside along Żydowska Street. This was not a peaceful coexistence, though. In private cities, and such was Tarnów, the circumstances for the Jews were more advantageous than in others. The prince, who was on the spot to look after the city, saw advantages by the fact that Jews lived here. They were clever traders, literate, in direct contrast to local residents. A type of competition on the economic background caused numerous conflicts. But it should be stressed here that conflicts often arose at street level, among the rebel townsmen. As far as Jews and Polish intelligence is considered, the bishop, rabbi, and decision-makers shaping public, there were no conflicts. Eliasz Goldhammer, a distinguished mayor, has had an honor of having a street named after himself. In the 18th century, Jews prospered in Tarnów due to the fact that Prince Sanguszka hoped they would provide financial assistance to the city revenged by fires and the Swedish invasion. The Jews must have been wealthy, as they paid half of the total taxes to the city. By looking after the town and sharing in the maintenance costs of the town, Jews were gaining higher and higher positions. The local townsmen did not like this fact, but they were impoverished class at that time and had to tolerate the situation. An interesting point was that every pretext was found to levy a tax. For example, the so-called koszerne, the tax taken for ritual killing of animals, or so-called świeczkowanie, the tax taken for the number of lighted candles on Friday evenings or holidays. Two candles were calculated for every adult woman in each home. Tax dodging was punished by imprisonment or corporal punishment. What is interesting is the fact that the tax was levied by the local council members, who mercilessly took payment from their fellow believers. Together with the revolution of springtime of nations in the middle of the 19th century, the freedom from unfavorable law terminated. The historian Antoni Sypek tells us what the contemporary public life looked like in the next 20 years. In Tarnów, during the period of autonomy, there was a democratic allocation of positions in the city council. It was common that from the 1880s, for one-third of councillors to be elected by the Jewish vote. Until World War I and even until the interwar period, the Jews functioned in the city councillor position. We remember, and as mentioned before, Eliasz Goldhammer or Hermann Mitz were eminent councillors of Tarnów. Both Jews and Poles lived together as neighbors. For example, in 1869, when the cathedral fire broke out, Jewish citizens rushed to help save the Catholic sanctuary. This act resulted in a fall in rabbi-bishop relationships. In 1914, when Poles served at the front to regain independence, the Jews expressed their admiration of the Polish nation in the public appeal. There were also appeal notices to young people. Those who are able to bear arms should shed blood for freedom of Jews and freedom of Poland. The most tragic event in history took place during the World War II. In November 1939, Germans set fire to the most of synagogues in Tarnów. In 1941, citizens of Jewish faith were ordered to move from small towns and villages to the big ones to enable easier control. At the end of this year in Tarnów, the first mass executions took place. In 1942, in a very small area of ghetto, 40,000 people were jammed together, causing the deterioration of the conditions of life. Mass deportation to the death camp started. Within a week, only 3,500 people were sent to Bełżce. In the streets near the marketplace, 3,000 Jews were executed. In Zbilitowska Góra, in the Buczyna forest, 6,000 elderly people and children were murdered. They were buried at the same spot. In that place, there is a monument commemorating the martyrs. In 1943, the last mass deportation to death camps in Płaszów took place. A year later, Germans described Tarnów as a town without Jews. Historians assess that out of 40,000 Jewish citizens living in Tarnów, only a handful survived. Poles, who helped them often in danger of losing their own lives, were honored by the award of a symbolic medal, fair among world nations. It is quite difficult to cover the 5th century history in a few minutes. Let us consider some facts. In the 16th century, there was only a handful of Jews who originally settled in Tarnów. On the day of the outbreak of World War II, the number reached 25,000. That accounted for a half percentage of the Tarnów population. Among them, there were the educated, wealthy, civil servant and businessmen, rich traders, house owners, and also small-scale shopkeepers, porters, tailors, and the poor. There must have been something special in this common coexistence. Tarnów, as a city, had the highest percentage of Jewish people. At the beginning, we talked about the area near Bima. Time stopped. The passing of history was broken. But the monuments are still alive. They are alive in our memory of past events. Repetitive happenings organized by District Museum in Tarnów. The director and chairman of the Committee of Jewish Monuments Protection, Adam Bartosz, says, "Please, once a year in June, special days commemorating the mass murder of Jews are organized. Let us remember, it was in June 1942 that Germans organized the first bloody act of transportation of Jews to Bełżce. For 10 years now, Galician Jews commemoration days have been organized by the District Museum. Concerts, arrangements and meetings are organized in the place where the ruins of synagogues have remained. In this way, we try to revive the Jewish world. The trees surrounding the place create the atmosphere as if we were inside the shrine, formerly burned by Germans. Are they visiting Tarnów in search of their roots? They arrive here asking to try to find some traces. We direct them to archives where they can find, for example, birth certificates. Especially during summer seasons, many people arrive here. They come to the marketplace, priest first, and then they find the way to pray Kaddish. How many people are buried on this cemetery? It is difficult to say, but there are from around 4,000 to 7,000 surviving gravestones. But there are far more people buried there, excluding those shot by Germans in 1942 and 1943. The last Jew buried in the cemetery was Abraham Ladner, called the last God of Torah, because at his door in the 60s, the last synagogue was organized. The synagogue survived till spring 1993, the day of Abraham Ladner's death. We say that Jewish society, having inhabited Tarnów for 500 years, disappeared with his death. There might be someone who would wish to be buried in this cemetery, but for the time being, the gravestone of Abraham Ladner is the symbol of the end of Jewish society in Tarnów. What would the city look like today if the extermination of Jews had not happened? The long, uneasy and common history has tragically been broken, which is symbolized by the monument commemorating the murder of Jews. This monument can also be found in the Jewish cemetery. The monument is by the Jewish sculptor David Becker, who found ruins on his return from the war and decided to commemorate the memory of bestially murdered Jews during final extermination of ghetto in Tarnów in 1942 and 1943. The monument presents the half-broken column. What would Tarnów look like today if there had been no Holocaust? We might be standing in front of a beautiful synagogue today. With this question, we are ending the next stage of our story, and we pass to Pilsneńska Gate, marked with number 10 on the map.